are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, June the 24th, in curing your post-draft hangover today on the podcast. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and the Associated Press, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for spreading the word about the draft coverage. Our Friday podcast wrapping up the draft was one of our most downloaded ever, so keep telling all your friends about it. Maybe they'll jump on board to the Locked On Pistons podcast on a more permanent basis. We would appreciate all that. But today we're going to pass along the Summer League schedule along with some great news for an old friend and still current friend to this day. Talk about Summer League just a tad, and we will later on in the week as well. We're also going to round up what the national and local media are saying about the Pistons' performance on Thursday night in the NBA draft. You remember that I gave a B-plus overall and an A for the pick of Sekou Doumbouya in the first round. We're also going to talk today about the Big Three on Saturday night in Detroit. I didn't watch it. Wasn't there like last year, but I'll read up on it and send along some thoughts and some. I saw some interesting video. Let's just put it that way. All I know as I'm taping the beginning of this podcast before I dive deep in before that segment, interesting video. Let's just leave it at that for a player who's still on the payroll. So give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Dash. Matt Shook. But for the latest takes on NBA free agency, go ahead and follow all of the Locked On Podcast Network hosts on one Twitter feed at Locked On NBA Net. An awesome way to get all the latest opinions from the local experts during NBA free agency at Locked On NBA Net. That is the handle, Locked On NBA Net. But first and foremost, congratulations to Joe freaking Dumars, and we do not ride the fence on Joe Dumars here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. I know sometimes I ride the fence on a lot of topics about the Pistons, but I do not ride the fence about Joe. This is a 100% pro Joe Dumars podcast. Make no mistake about it. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. We are in Joe's corner. And you know what? This should be 100% pro Joe D fan base as well. Was he perfect as a general manager? No, absolutely not. Was he probably pretty bad at the GM position for a president position for the second half of his tenure with the Pistons? Yeah, sure, he was. Was I the one waving the Joe Dumars flag higher and stronger with more vigor than anyone else way before it happened that he was actually let go? Yes, I was. But do not get it twisted. Joe Dumars is a beloved and important member of the Detroit Pistons family. Joe Dumars is undoubtedly on the Mount Rushmore for this franchise, playing as the second fiddle for the two-time champs, finals MVP, and also put together as president the other team that won the title for this franchise. All three of the titles he had a major, major hand in. So when we're talking about Mount Rushmore, certainly Joe Dumars is on there. Certainly Isaiah Thomas is on there. I got to say that Bill Davidson was probably the third member of a four-person Mount Rushmore. Not positive who the fourth member would be. Maybe you guys can chip in on social media or get in touch with us at the Google Voice line at 810-666-1546 and let us know if you got the idea for the fourth Mount Rushmore member. We'll take calls on that if you'd like. Maybe Ben Wallace might be a possible consideration, that as the embodiment of the fourth, the last championship as far as players, thinking out loud there. Maybe you guys have a better suggestion. I don't know. Chuck Daly, Chauncey Billups would be certainly good suggestions there. Maybe you want to go back into time to one of Lanier or Bing, maybe one of the players who might be believed to be one of the key guys, or maybe you're a Josh Smith fan. Who knows? But Joe got hired on Friday as a special advisor to the general manager for the Sacramento Kings. That's Vlade Divac running the show in the front office in Sacramento. And hell yeah, Joe, what took so long? Congratulations to you. I was busy when the news broke on Friday, but thankfully I did not see much slander from the Pistons community on social media about that. Some fans were being snarky across the country and brought up Darko, of course, kind of his scarlet letter. And look, Darko, you know, one of the worst draft picks in sports history, no denying that. Joe's got to wear that forever. It was a bad move. Does not mean that he was a bad GM or that even he was a disaster of a drafter. or that he didn't build a champion, or that he doesn't deserve another chance in the league. Overdue that Joe Dumars is back in the league. Congratulations to him. Hope to see you, Joe D, on the top of the league again someday. Maybe back in some capacity with the Pistons. Who knows? But I also hope to see you at Little Caesars Arena for the first time, and maybe even back in Detroit in some capacity in a public way, so the fans can give you some love someday soon. He was missed from the 15-year and 30-year celebrations of the Bad Boys and also the Going to Work era this season in downtown Detroit. But some other news from our last show, from after our last show was taped, is that the Summer League schedule is out for the Detroit Pistons, who will start action in the Las Vegas Summer League, playing the entire country of Croatia on Friday, July 5th at 3 o'clock Eastern time in Sin City. Not this Friday, the Friday after that. But yeah, the Croatian national team is playing in the NBA Summer League along with the Chinese national team, joining the 30 NBA clubs joining the mix this year. Pistons will then play on Saturday against the Portland Trailblazers at 3:30. Nasir Little taking on the team that one of the many teams that passed him up in the draft. Pistons will have a day off Sunday after that, and then play on Monday on 5 o'clock against Indiana. Goga Batadze, another guy that the Pistons passed up as well, a day off Tuesday after that, and then Wednesday against Philly. Matisse Thybulle, a guy that I was interested in there. And I wonder if the league will get their first look at Zaire Smith, as he missed all of last season with Philly. Maybe he'll be getting into the mix in summer league. Haven't heard any news about that. But then that'll wrap up the regular schedule for the Pistons into Consolations on Friday, July 12th, and then the tournament all that weekend, wrapping up on Monday, July 15th with the Las Vegas Summer League Championship there. So that'll do it. And as for players expected to play, and we'll cover Summer League more next week leading into it, but we'll have Bruce Brown, Svi Mykhailiuk, and Khyri Thomas, rookies from last year. No Luke Kennard, no Thon Maker, according to Ed Stefanski last week. But the Pistons draft picks are all expected to play, according to all we've heard. Sekou Doumbouya, the first pick, number 15 from France for the Pistons, number 37. Davidas Sirvidis from Lithuania, and of course Jordan Bone at number 57, the point guard from Tennessee. Davidas went 37 after a couple of janky maneuvers by the Pistons there. And what we've heard so far in terms of reported additions to the Pistons, in terms of possibly just a summer league invite, possibly with the training camp invite, possibly with a little bit of a guarantee for Grand Rapids, and maybe even some talks about some two-way deals. We will see how that all shakes down. But Benny Boatwright of USC is one of the guys after the draft linked to the Pistons in a report. 6'10 shooter, questionable defense, 18 a game for USC as a senior, a four-year guy there. And a little bit of local interest is Matt McQuaid of Michigan State, apparently joining the Pistons as well. You know Quaido, but we'll talk about him more tomorrow on the show here on Locked On Pistons. And also, this is an unconfirmed one, but according to some Twitter chatter, from what looks like a friend of his on Twitter, Dante Hall of Alabama might be joining the Pistons, 6'9", 230, basically identical size, height, weight to Sekou Doumbouya, but a four-year player at Alabama, two-time All-SEC defense. So maybe if we could find a way to combine the offense of Benny Boatwright into the defense of Dante Hall, we'll see what kind of player that Dwayne Casey and his staff will come up with. Don't know if Sean Sweeney will be guiding the summer league team just like he did last year, but that's my guess. Get the younger assistant coach some reps there, but we will see. And like I said, more about summer league next week. And if there's bits and pieces of news about roster moves for summer league, we'll pass that along when it comes. But yeah, free agency is coming up this weekend, so plenty to talk about there. We're still on the draft hangover. And up next, we're going to round up how everyone is grading and opining about the Pistons and how they did on Thursday night in the draft here on the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Yes, sir!
All right, a little bit later on, we will talk about the big three from Saturday night, but when you are driving to or from work or around town, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons, and we will be right there with you for the drive. Have Matt from Locked On Pistons riding shotgun, just how you would want it to be. But hey, let's talk about the Pistons draft a little bit from a perspective of how the media thought it went. I told you on Friday's show that I thought that the Sekou Doumbouya pick was an A, and the Pistons overall draft was a B+. I couldn't go back. I've ripped on the front office a little bit, but when my suggestion for the move in the first round was to trade up so that you could get Sekou Doumbouya, and then just so happened that he fell to you at number 15 and you took him, so even better than a trade up was just to stay put there and draft the man. So he did that, the 18-year-old man, by the way. And then just some strange moves, dropped it down to a B-plus overall for me in the second round. Although I just have to weight the grades so much toward the first round because it's by far the most important thing that they'll do throughout the night. So that's why we ended up with a B-plus there. But Hoops Habit, the website, the author was Gage Brigford. He gives a C for Sekou Doumbouya, kind of because they didn't develop Stanley or Henry, so not a lot of faith that the Pistons, even though, you know, completely different team and front office, that they didn't develop those guys, that that's a reason that Doumbouya won't be developed as well. And also that they could have had Grant Williams, Matisse Thybulle, or Keldon Johnson, who, according to Gage, would have started right away. That I disagree with, but C for Sekou. There, B minus for Davidas Servetus. They like the shooting. Gauge of Hoops Habit does, and also a B for Jordan Bone. They liked his size there. Overall, C plus for the draft for the Pistons from Hoops Habit. Jonathan Charks of The Ringer gives a C for the Sekou Doumbouya pick for the Pistons. The Pistons are thinking long term with Doumbouya, a talented French swingman who at 18 is one of the youngest players in the draft. Size and athleticism to guard three or four positions. Like many players in his mold, his ability to stick at the next level will come down to whether he can shoot the three. Raw offensively, but young, you can dream on him, but it'll be a long time before he lives up to whatever potential he has. The risk for the Pistons is that he may end up doing that on a different team, end quote there. For the record, Porter got a B for the pick by the Cavs at number 30 in a spot that the Pistons had up until they traded that move. That pick to the Cavs there on draft night. Gary Parrish of CBS Sports gives the Doumbouya pick an A. The Pistons probably didn't think he'd be available here, and neither did I. Doumbouya has a top 10 skill set, and he's 18 with so much potential. He's a great talent defensively, but also growing into it as an offensive player. This is a play for the 2021-22 season. He also gave an A for the Porter pick. And then for the Servetus pick, Gary Parrish gives a B. Forward with guard skills, who is capable of creating his own shot and lighting it up from three-point land. For the Bone pick, Parrish gives a B. Bone's a speedster who can push the pace and shoot it well from three. NBADraft.net, a site that I've kind of soured on over the past several years, just kind of not what they used to be, give the overall draft for the Pistons a C+. But what I found kind of interesting, Doumbouya, his best game was a 34-point breakout in what essentially the French Anthony Simons game at the end of the regular season against an already eliminated team that had not won a game in a month. With all that being said, he's still 18 with great length and athleticism. What they said about Servetus, the Pistons are bullish on the prospects of another 18-year-old who averaged just 13 to 14 minutes per night in Lithuania. Jordan Bone gives the Pistons an athletic point guard who can fight for a roster spot in summer league and preseason. Moving on to David Kenyon of Bleacher Report, gives the Pistons an A, saying senior advisor Ed Stefanski managed to turn John Luehr into Tony Snell, an intriguing stretch four type player in Doumbouya, and four second round picks in a trade with Cleveland. That's a sensational night for the Pistons, who used some of that additional draft capital to land Servetus and Bone. Most of that additional draft capital, actually, but still, Pistons will take the A from David Kenyon of Bleacher Report. Moving on to Jeremy Wu of SI.com, friend of the program, friend of the network. He gives the Pistons an A- for the Sekou Doumbouya pick. Doumbouya took a tumble here, but he does have a legitimate lottery upside if he puts it all together. Given where Detroit is as an organization, taking a big swing makes a lot of sense. There are concerns about his maturity level, but he's still very young and has plenty of time to grow into a legitimate impact caliber forward. This could end up going either way, but in concept, it's a strong choice. Again, A- for Doumbouya from Jeremy Wu. He brings up the maturity issues, which makes me jog my memory of what we saw from Detroit Bad Boys over the weekend, basically right after he got picked, bringing up an old tweet that has since been deleted about dropping the F-bomb, and not the traditional F-bomb, but the derogatory term towards a homosexual that's used or used to be used and is no longer used anymore in any kind of polite society. So, I don't have a strong opinion to share about, obviously, I've don't use the term. That's not what I'm saying. But in terms of what this means about Sekou's draft, you know, immaturity or whatever is former use of social media. Again, this was a tweet from 4 years ago, so I think he was 14 years old at the time. Not something I really want to get into right now, but I just wanted to say that that's out there. And if you want to check out DetroitBadBoys.com, and I'm a lot of people, you know, taking his side and saying we all did dumb things when we were 14 on Twitter and also in the comments section of that article. Go ahead and check that out. And maybe someday when we have nothing to talk about this summer, we'll stir the pot and see. And again, I'm not criticizing Detroit Bad Boys for bringing it up. I'm just kind of just taking the fifth on this one completely at this point. Moving on. B- from Sekou Doumbouya for the sportingnews.com. Zach Braziller of New York Post says B+ overall. The first two picks will determine the Pistons draft. Duh. But it is unlikely we know about them for some time. Doumbouya is raw, but experts saw him as a top 10 talent. Servetus may not be ready to play in the league this year, needing time to develop more before he is ready. Vince Ellis of the Free Press gives Sekou's pick a B+, Servetus a C, and Jordan Bone a B. You can check that out at freep.com. And please do read Rod and Vince and James and populate all of those web hits and page views so that all of those guys can get the due that they deserve from big Pistons fans out there. And Ray Ratto on Deadspin says Detroit gets a B overall. They already have Blake Griffin at Sekou Doumbouya's, spelled wrong, position. But the teenager was more valued and maybe a worthwhile addition to the list of historical 15th picks that includes Kawhi, Giannis, and Steve Nash, just to name three players who are better than he is likely to be. End quote there. And on ESPN, the insiders did a winners or losers article, and no mention of the Pistons in that there. But coming up, we will pass along the Big Three update from Detroit. It got lost in the local media hype and also off my radar as I was up north at the lake all weekend, well, for most of the weekend. So that's coming up next here, talking Big Three on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Few big weeks in the NBA. Obviously, the draft is in our rearview mirror. We're still talking about a little bit here, but I wanted to talk about Matt McQuaid. We're going to talk about him this week with Will Hunter of the Locked On Spartans podcast. Look forward to doing that. We're going to break down Summer League going forward in the next couple weeks. And if you're in the biggest Pistons fan in the world contest, check your email early this week. I believe I'll be sending out an update on when we're going to try to do some of those trivia contests that you guys can look forward to. And then the end of the week, towards the end, we'll be previewing free agency, which opens up on Sunday night on June 30th this year. So that's the big night that you might want to clear out the schedule, be by the TV or the phone or the Twitter on Sunday night into early Monday morning as well. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff coming up here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But the Big Three was, I believe, on Saturday and Sunday at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. Did not go. I went to it last year. But it just, you know, unfortunate for the timing of the draft in terms of the NBA schedule, the calendar. We got the River Days that are going on here down at West Riverfront Park in downtown Detroit. So I feel like Big Three kind of get lost in the shuffle. Even the local media hits that you heard on the radio, you know, Chauncey Billups and Ice Cube and Clyde Drexler coming on the media a little bit. But I feel like those didn't get as much attention as they normally do because of the NBA, NHL draft, and then Michigan baseball is making their big run. Congratulations to the Wolverines making the finals of the College Baseball World Series starting tonight in Omaha against Vanderbilt. And then, the Tigers, not that they're getting a lot of attention these days, but a lot of stuff going on. And then everyone getting their nice weather, doing whatever they're doing outside. So Big Three kind of got a little bit lost in the shuffle, particularly on this podcast as well. But Josh Smith returned to Detroit, playing in front of the fans that he played with in front of for a short period of time before he was stretched. Contract provision by Stan Van Gundy. Josh Smith going to get paid, according to the cap hit, $5.3 million this coming season, the last season that he will be eating up some of the Pistons' salary cap. But got booed lustily by the fans in Detroit, and then a few minutes into his 3-on-3 game in the Big Three, got tossed out after being tangled up in a fracas with Royce White. I was there last year, and it was just like Ron Artest, who got booed pretty heavily and then got tossed into a few minutes of his game after punting the ball into the crowd. So big boos for Josh Smith as well when he was introduced to, I don't know, I mean, sure, if you want to go ahead and boo Josh Smith to make yourself feel better, I don't care. I think it was his, you know, obviously he didn't give high effort and wasn't a Piston that it was is beloved or anything like that, but kind of tough to give hard feelings to a guy who, you know, I think we can all agree looking back that it was a panic move by Stan Van Gundy, pretty much completely unnecessary and really kind of screwed the Pistons for years and years and years. So more of a boo for Stan Van Gundy for this one. But apparently Will Bynum played and played well in the Big Three. And hey, if any of you guys were there and you want to send along some thoughts on it, go ahead and call the Google Voice line, 810-666-1546. Kind of fun to watch if nothing else is on during the summer, but not really capturing the hearts and minds of this podcaster so far. But this is your host, Matt Shook of the Locked On Pistons podcast, saying, hey, thanks for listening, everyone. We're talking Matt McQuaid the rest of the week, and in addition, not all week, but free agency coming up this weekend, so we'll cover some of that. Talking some more Summer League. Will there be some other names that we hear about that are joining the team in Las Vegas? That's coming up July 5th. So really a good couple few weeks of content, and then we go into the late July, early August slumber, and we'll find some things to talk about in that dead period as we prepare for the upcoming next season of Detroit Pistons basketball. The offseason is coming together quite nicely in some ways so far, and we'll see how it will continue. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for spreading the word, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.